with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A top Danish official says a fundamental disagreement over Greenland remains with President Trump after talks in Washington with Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio. President Trump is insisting that the U.S. must acquire Greenland. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Writing on his social media site, the president said the U.S. needs Greenland for national security reasons, and anything less than American control, he said, is unacceptable. He went on to say that NATO should help the U.S. with the acquisition. Otherwise, he warned, Russia or China could gain control, and he has vowed not to let that happen. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. will suspend the processing of immigrant visas for citizens of 75 countries whose nationals are deemed likely to require public assistance while living in the United States. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The State Department did not specify which 75 countries are affected, but the Trump administration has already severely restricted immigrant and non-immigrant visa processing for citizens of dozens of countries, many of them in Africa. The State Department says it's bringing an end to the abuse of America's immigration system. The suspension begins January 21st. It will not apply to applicants seeking non-immigrant or temporary tourist or business visas. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he's been told on good authority the plans for execution in Iran have stopped, even as Tehran has signaled fast trials and executions ahead in its crackdown on protesters. President Trump's claims come as he's told protesting Iranians in recent days that help is on the way. This is SRN News. A new report on the persecution of Christians around the world.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that the country where believers are most likely to be killed for their faith is Nigeria, followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo and Ethiopia, all in sub-Saharan Africa and all in the grip of Muslim terrorist groups. Christians are the most likely to be arrested for their faith in China, with Russia and Iran coming in second and third in that category. Abductions and assaults are most likely in Mexico. Michael Harrington reporting.
Netflix is pushing the gay agenda on kids. That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America after conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. According to an analysis by CWA, 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and 41% of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain LGBT messages and storylines. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The slump in the U.S. housing market has dragged into a fourth year.
As sales remain stuck at a 30-year low, with rising home prices and elevated mortgage rates keeping many prospective home shoppers shut out of the market. The National Association of Realtors says that sales of previously occupied homes were flat in comparison with 2024, when sales sank to the lowest level since 1995. The median national home price for all of last year rose 1.7%. Sales have been stuck around a 4 million annual pace now going back to 2023. That's well short of the 5.2 million annual pace that's historically been the norm. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It was slow going today on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was off 85 points. The NASDAQ was down 284. The S&P 500 lost 40. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.